Philadelphia City Council resumes its work today after taking a break over the summer. With the debate over the budget in the rearview mirror, council members all have their own agendas as to what is important to their constituents in the upcoming months. Councilmember Jim Herity says he wants to see more union apprentices get into jobs working on the mayor's housing initiative.
This is our chance to get our kids into certified apprentice programs, jobs that they can raise a family on, family-sustaining benefits, pension plans. So the way it's set up now, we're just trying to bring us in line with the other counties surrounding us.
Council meets every Thursday in public session at City Hall. State officials in Delaware and New Jersey are working to ensure access to COVID-19 vaccines this season in the wake of restricted recommendations from the federal government and a lack of guidance from the CDC. More from WHYY's Nicole Leonard.
New Jersey recently issued a prescribing order that says pharmacists are allowed to administer COVID-19 vaccines to nearly anybody who wants one, even if they don't have an underlying condition or they're younger than 65. Department of Health officials said this will help ensure equitable access to vaccines across the Garden State. However, the order doesn't guarantee that insurance plans will fully cover the shots. Coverage is often tied directly to recommendations from the CDC, which have not yet been issued. In Delaware, Insurance Commissioner Trinidad Navarro says his office has been inundated with questions from residents about vaccine coverage. After his team reached out to all local private insurers, a majority of companies pledged to continue fully covering the shots.
We want to make sure that we got that commitment from the insurers in Delaware pretty quickly after the decisions were made on a federal level.
Navarro recommends patients still confirm with their insurance providers to ensure that their shot is covered. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
Today, Nadine Menendez, the wife of former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, is set to be sentenced after her conviction for selling her husband's influence for bribes of cash and gold bars. She could get as little as a year in prison or multiple years behind bars. Prosecutors say she played a large and crucial role in her husband's crimes, serving as an intermediary between the senator and three New Jersey businessmen who literally lined his coat pockets with tens of thousands of dollars in cash in return for favors he could deliver with his political clout. Prosecutors have requested that she spend at least 7 years in prison. Her lawyers have sought leniency, saying she should not spend more than a year in prison after a life of good deeds and recent health problems. In sports, the Phillies beat the Mets Wednesday evening 11-3, and the Phillies try for a sweep when they play the Mets tonight in South Philadelphia. Phillies will start with Jesus Luzardo pitching for them, and the Phillies will host a first responders night tonight, the team's annual 9/11 commemoration.